Thank you for the invitation to give a short comment. Flood management for the Netherlands is a national priority. 60% of the country is flood prone, and 70% of the population is living there. So that means for us it's a national priority. Large amounts of funding are available and spent on keeping the system in its current state, around 900 million euros per year, which is actually similar to what is spent in England, but in much more catchment here throughout the nation. And over the last years, flood management in the Netherlands has really developed into a next stage by applying more nationwide risk assessments. These have helped us to also address some of the discussions that we see here. Do you take measures at a catchment scale upstream? Do you apply defenses or at a local scale? And those risk assessments that have been performed have really informed the strategic decisions, whether room for rivers would be made in a certain river catchment or local defense measures would be taken. And those risk assessments have also informed us on the cost effectiveness of those various interventions. So as of last year, the safety standards in the Netherlands, which are much higher than in other parts of the world, have been updated. The coastal areas have protection levels of 1 in 10,000 per year. Again, discussing the return periods, which are probabilistic concepts. But I think they can be made more practical and can be communicated by connecting them to the water levels and storms that are associated with those events, and also by communicating by means of flood scenarios and events. So in the coming decade, the system of the Netherlands will be reinforced and upgraded based on new reliability requirements, so failure probability requirements for various components. So that also means that the storm surge barriers, but also temporary defenses, have to be assessed and designed and managed for those high reliability requirements. And I think there's also a link with the UK, where there will be investment in temporary defenses, where you also have to consider the technical and the organizational reliability of those type of systems. So those are a few comments.